Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Backroads is a live music television program produced by Lakeland Public Television featuring Minnesota musicians. This year's program is taping September 25th through the 29th at the Rail River Folk School in Bemidji. Andrew DeZingle is here to tell us more about it. Andrew, thanks for being with us today.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You are welcome. You have a great radio voice. It's always good to hear you, whether it's the morning show or the music programming that you do. So let's talk a little bit about the musicians coming up for Backroads. Last year we got Corey Medina and Sam Miltich. Who is going to be featured this year?
Well, this year on Monday night, we're going to be having two guitarists, Bruce Archer and Jim Olson from the Brainerd Lakes area. Tuesday night, we have Anthony Lamb, who's a singer-songwriter, and then Calais, who's a Celtic folk band. And then Wednesday night, two singer-songwriters, Cage Jamber and Julia Oxenrider. And Thursday, the electronic group The Midiots will be performing, and then a folk country music band, Harper's Chord. And then Friday night to end the week, we have Mike Rendall, singer-songwriter, and then the Fattening Frogs as to end the week of performances.
Holy cow. So how does this work? There's live performances that are filmed, and then it gets turned into a shows throughout the year?
Yep. We film the entire season in 1 week by having two bands perform each night, and that makes an episode with each act performing. And then we record a few interviews during the day and then kind of make the episode out of that.
Oh my gosh. You got to get a lot of sleep that week.
Yeah, I remember last year we had Wednesday off and I slept like the whole day. But no breaks this week.
Oh my gosh. So do you have a live audience there? How does it work and where do you film them?
Yes, we film it at the Rail River Folk School and we do have a live audience and we have 75 spots available and it's free to the public. But there's only the 75 spots. So you can for sure get in if you go on to lptv.org and go to our shop concerts page and you can reserve your tickets that way. Otherwise, we will be letting people in at the door, but we can't guarantee that there'll be spots open. I know that the Friday show already is down to just 35 spots left to get in.
When you're picking music, of course, you try and get different genres. Is that easy to do in northern Minnesota?
It's a little tricky, but luckily there's a lot of different variety of artists in Minnesota to ask to be on the show. The tricky part is it has to be all original music, and that's when things get a little difficult. But I'm pretty happy with the lineup we got this year, and there was a few people we had to turn away, but maybe next year.
So, you know, we know from putting on live events and then when you add the element of it's going to be broadcasted, there's a lot of organizing. How does this whole thing all come together?
Well, around May is when we start planning out who we're going to have on the show and we contact them. And we've been booking artists throughout since May. In fact, we just had one booked this week because we had a last minute cancellation. But the Rail River Folk School is great for, we contact them and they've been tremendous hosts for us last year, so we're happy to be back there again. And then with our lights and audio, which makes us look and sound great with Mike Herbin and the 218 Productions, we've been in contact with them during the summer to kind of set this up. And then we all plan to get together every once in a while and just make sure that we're still all on the same page for planning. And then Monday, we start recording.
So when a band comes in, do they get a half hour? Or do you play a few more songs just in case you have to edit something or cut something?
Yeah, we tell them to come with 30 to 45 minutes of music, and then just in case if something goes wrong, because we are by a train track, and we've had to pause shows before because there was a train going by.
We're talking with Andrew DeZingle today. He is telling us about Lakeland Public Television's live music program called Backroads. How long has it been going on, the show?
Well, the show first started in the late 80s on KAWE, which is what we were before Lakeland. And it went on for a number of seasons around that time. But then, because it was kind of a big money project, we had to put it on hold for a while. And then luckily with the Minnesota Arts and Cultural and Heritage Fund, we were able to get funding that way to bring the program back this past year. So this will be the second year since the reboot of Backroads.
You said it's a big, is it quite expensive to do this?
It can get expensive, like with renting a building. Sure. And then all the lights and audio and then the crew, because we have, it's usually around like 13 people working during these concert series, so it can get expensive.
So tell us again how people can come to the live shows.
Well, you can walk in at the Rail River Folk School, but I would recommend, especially for the Friday and Tuesday shows, if you go to lptv.org and go to our shop drop-down menu and click on concerts, you can get free tickets that way, and that'll guarantee you spots at the shows at the Rail River Folk School.
Andrew, any diehards that are there every single night? Besides you.
Yeah.
last year, there was at least two people I can remember that were there for at least three out of the four nights.
All right.
So I'm hoping there'll be at least four out of the five this year.
How far do you reach out for musicians? Just kind of in your broadcast area?
Yep. We go from like from Waro to Little Falls is kind of where what we're working with in terms of where to ask artists to perform from.
All right. Sounds great. The taping is next week. And then when will they be aired for Backroads?
They will start airing this fall and then through the winter.
Very, very cool. Andrew, thanks so much. We hope you have a great week next week.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Coming up, we're going to have music. Val Satterstrom is going to be your host on the river. You can be part of Lakeland Public Television's Backroads program by stopping at the Rail River Folk School next week. But to guarantee it, go to their website, lptv.org. Tickets are free. Area Voices made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
Sam Miltich has been there, right?
Yeah.